The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We got a little heavy in the last hour about worldwide effect is of the emergency shutdown. The worldwide effect. It's very interesting how you want to look at it, and maybe you should look at it in the light of a biblical. What am I trying to say? What's the word?
You're not getting help from me on this one. I want to stay positive.
Not a prediction. What do they call it?
Prophecy.
Prophecy. That's exactly right.
God, I hate helping you on stuff I don't want to talk about.
Well, it's okay. But we're trying to keep it light here a little bit, and hopefully we are. So we got text coming like crazy. So we've got, Civet Cat.
We got two people waiting, though.
I know, and we'll get to them just as soon as possible. Yes, civets are the cat that like to eat the coffee beans, and then they're processed, and then people collect them after the civet are done with them. And
elephants do that too, though.
Yeah, but one elephant won't fit in my coffee maker.
But they do that with coffee beans or something.
Elephants?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes, I thought I bought you some.
Oh, thanks so much for telling me. All right. So let's move on. Let's talk to Bruce in the city and then Odell. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
All right. Good morning, fellow
Americans.
Well, and I was also going to say Levinites.
Levinites.
I listen to him religiously.
Uh-huh.
But let's keep things a little light first before I go into about what he's saying.
Let him say it on his show.
Oh, okay. I
appreciate you guys listening, and I'm a Mark Levin fan. I agree with a lot of what he says. He's got some wonderful books out there. I admire his mind, and I admire his thought processes. But let's move on from him.
Listen to his light stuff.
So to keep things light, if you put a mask on a possum, is it still a possum?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And
no, but you put pigs on lipstick. On pigs.
So I was hoping that would lead to possibly, perhaps, during the bumper music, you play the Phil Harris song about chasing.
No, we played that last week. We're okay.
No, all right, so that's fine. So, and speaking of elephants and Groucho Marx, the gag he used to do was about being in safari in Africa,
yep.
And it's in the morning, and he says, "Well, just this morning I shot an elephant in my pajamas. What he was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know.
That's right.
So
yep.
He does it much better than I do. But,
yep.
So the one book I do have of him I haven't read it yet is On Freedom of the Press. I won't say anything more about it.
All right.
That, but
well, I appreciate it. So, all right, Bruce.
All right.
Take care, buddy. Thank you so much. Yep. Odell, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Alan and Miss Robin.
Morning.
How y'all doing?
We're waking up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got a shout-out from your buddy Stan. So.
Yeah, I heard him. I agree with what you said about Mark Levin.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. I'm with him, too. My question. I hear people tell me that you can't take a boat out
Right.
And go fishing. But if you live near the water and the dock gets your dock, you can take it out. Is that true?
Say it again. If what?
If you, like, you got a pier and your boat's there at the pier, you know, in the water, you can take your boat out, but you can't pull your boat down to a ramp and take it out.
No boat, no motor boating is what I've read. But,
that's,
you know, you'll have to read the governor's order and interpret that for yourself.
Oh, sometimes I think, I'll leave my remarks.
So,
but I enjoy your show. It's a eye-opener every morning.
Well, I hope so. We enjoy it. We enjoy it. We enjoy doing it, and it's a lot of fun.
People better wise up because they're giving away all their rights to be scared about this COVID-19 junk.
Yep.
But it's a shame. Next thing you know, they're going to take something else away from you.
Well, you know, that's what we have to be very careful against. You know, that's what we have to guard against. Okay, we're going along this time because nobody wants to get sick. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to bring it back to their families and their loved ones. Okay, and that's happening in this case. But,
right.
You know, what will it be the next time? You're right.
Got it.
So, yeah. Got
global
you, man.
Warming. They're going to go, you know, one world order.
Well, that has always been the plan, and that's, you know, that's been the prophecy for thousands of years. So, all right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, what are you about thinking about? I was down a fishing hole when a couple of guys, they go down, they sit in their car, they sit like 6 feet apart in their cars and went down the hall, and they got a kick out. I put a mask on a beagle and walked him around down there. They got a kick out.
That's pretty funny.
I like that. That's the best one today.
Yep.
Yeah, he'd rather go fishing in a boat and bark, try to get your fish off the line, than he would chase a rabbit.
That's funny.
It's a Chesapeake Bay Water Beagle.
Chesapeake
Bay Water Beagle. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, because the game wanted to come up when a couple of years ago. Says, where's all your life jackets? I says, they're right there. He says, well, the dog's a smart one. He's the only one got one on.
That's funny. Yep, you're right.
Y'all have a blessed day.
All right, man.
You too.
Hey, I'll say to you, like I said to Stan, only a little bit different. Keep the shiny side up, buddy.
Yep, I hear you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Adele. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. I'm losing track. Oh, okay. It's Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, folks. I'm doing just fine, pulling up like everybody else.
Yeah.
The reason I called, I'm looking to get out of here, but I've got a charter boat lined up for early May, and I'm just wondering if that's still going to be allowed. And you alluded earlier to, they're going to have some conditions that you have to follow to go out there.
What I would personally do would be call your captain.
But he did say, depend on how things go the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
By the beginning of May, fishing and stuff like that might be opening up.
Beginning of May is next Saturday.
Well, okay. Well, I'm trying.
I'm trying to think of, you know, different people being on the boats here and there. And I'll just
call your captain.
Handle that. Yeah.
Call your captain and ask him what he is doing in the midst of this coronavirus, and is he still fishing?
Yeah.
You know, because a captain's not going to call you and cancel your trip, okay? They're going to wait for you to call them to cancel your trip if you're going to cancel. You got that?
I see. Because
they're going to be expecting you. So what you need to do is say, what are you required to do on this charter boat with six of us or however many on the boat? And what are we to expect? How are we going to be expected to social distance on your charter boat? Because that's what they're talking about, okay?
Yeah, good point.
So what it means is you may all have to sit across from each other, okay? And if a rod goes down, then one guy's going to go get it, and the other guys aren't going to be standing there egging him on or anything like that. You're going to have to be 6 feet apart. I'm not kidding.
I mean,
you know, because, look, first day of striped bass season, NRP is going to be out there. Coast Guard's going to be out there. They're going to be watching to enforce the governor's I'm not kidding you, man. I talked to a captain, a guy I know well down here the other day. Everybody's going to get their temperature taken before they go on the boat.
Wow.
So, you know, be prepared. It's going to be a different, world out there on the bay this year. Number one, the season's in 2 weeks later. So yeah. I wouldn't expect a tremendous amount of success. I'm just saying those fish are spawning in the rivers now. Okay. So, yeah. And your minimum size is 35 inches to keep a fish.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that either. 35.
Yep.
Okay.
35. That's a big fish. That's a big threshold to get to.
Yep. So. Well, sounds like it's going to be fun and interesting, huh?
It's going to be interesting. Good luck out there. Let us know, will you?
Thank you very much. I appreciate the info.
No problem, buddy. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye. And
thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Yep. Anybody else online there, Mr. Chris?
No, sir.
Well, I think what we're going to do then is talk about a little bit our newest endeavor. We got a package yesterday and we'll get another one Monday that made us able to be able to fulfill any requests we get.
Yep.
You want to tell them about it?
No, you go ahead. You're
what? You're engaged. You're texting.
No, I'm good. You go ahead. I'll chime in.
You'll chime. Okay, that's good. I didn't know if you wanted to say the words or not.
We have a new business.
Right.
And it's a T-shirt, right now it's caps and stickers, and the T-shirts are to come.
Right.
And it is called Geestern Shore.
Geestern Shore. Geestern.
The website is live at this time, and Facebook should be live by next week.
Geestern Shore. We thought it was a nice play on words. We have applied. It's been a year coming, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
It's been a year. We applied for a registered trademark. We were accepted. Did the national trademark search and everything else. So we now have a registered trademark, Geestern Shore. That term belongs to Ellis Outdoors, doesn't it?
Yep.
And the website domain belongs to Ellis Outdoors, which is called geesternshore.com. And when you go on there, it's a very simple website. It just shows a picture of four hats. We have four colors right now. We have an olive with a logo. We have a green with a logo. We have a brick color, would you call it burgundy? Brick?
Brick.
You call it brick with a logo and a pink and white for the ladies. And our Geestern Shore logo, one of them was created by Bob Lynch, same guy that created the Bucks, Bears, and Stags logo. And we're very pleased to have that on the hats. You will see stickers there for other logos that were you'll be familiar with the one that's at the top of the page. There are two others on the page that you can get stickers of that were designed by Kirk Spear here on the shore. Both these guys
Kyle Spear.
What did I say? Kirk?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. And that's PK Spear Design. So if you like it, you like it. So, yes, I agree with you, Chris. Yeah, I got you. So, we're you know, moving towards the T-shirt end. It's just right now, with the downturn in business and the stay-at-home order since in almost a month now, I haven't been able to get out and interact with anybody. Actually, I was staying at home before that, you know, because they were closing the restaurants and they were closing all this stuff down. So. That was actually before the stay-at-home thing. So, anyway, here we are. If you take a look at the website, we'd appreciate it, geesternshore.com.
It's no fun. We can't show them pictures over the radio.
I know, but they can look it on the website. So, yeah, I like that. I like what he said there. Yep.
Which one are you talking about?
The sunrise.
Yeah, I agree,
sunrise
too.
Sunrise sticker. That's going to be the first T-shirt design. So.
And what John B. had a great suggestion is we need to put a picture of the back of the cap on the back of it, too, on the website to show people what it's like. Because this has got a great closure on it. It's not the sticky. It's not the plastic.
Well, we got two different kinds.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
The other, I like the Velcro.
Yeah, no, the other ones, that's why they, the difference in the cost on those because of that.
Oh, really?
The Velcro
okay.
closure as opposed to the plastic. Plastic closure. Yeah, most of them have the plastic.
Okay, well, I did not realize. That's the reason I picked out this color and this design. Isn't
yes, you're
it?
Brilliant.
Yes,
I know, you are brilliant. You like the color. You didn't have any idea about the closure. Am I right?
I didn't get a chance to take a look, but are the caps made out of cotton?
Yes, okay. They are cotton caps with a mesh back.
Good, okay.
Yep, mesh back, cotton cap.
Some have, for the person listening, John B., some of them have plastic, some have Velcro. The one that I picked out has Velcro.
The only ones that have Velcro are the brick-colored ones. That's
oh, okay.
The only ones. So.
Well, if we take suggestions, people like them, we can do that too.
Yep, exactly. So we just wanted to get a variety for the first order, and we got it. So supplies are limited. I think we've... but we'll be able to fill the order. I showed a friend the other day. He said, "Send me 10." I'm like, "Okay, we'll do it." So, gotta love it. GeesternShore.com. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you on the line. Any callers, Chris?
No, sir.
All right. Well, that's okay. We know they're listening. We know the turkey hunters are already gone. They're in the woods. They're calling. They're waiting. You know, they may have already bagged a bird. The sun rises like 6:17 or 6:20 or something like that. Half hour before that is when we went off the air last time. So, I mean, you know, for the news. So, people probably already have birds on the ground, which is good. So Bay Country Crabbing Supply, they're located in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. And they got fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. With stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Now, long ago they established a web business. That's how they did a lot of business on the web. And they have a very, very good website. And you can visit that for and right on the homepage you'll get a discount too. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. So if you'd like to give them a call, please do. 410-956-0300. If you're a waterman, make sure you bring your license. You get your discount. But BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. That's where you look in this lockdown, no question. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They are ready to go fishing. They're tired of this lockdown as well, although a lot of people early on were concerned about, you know, how long, you know, it would go and, you know, needed some home protection, things like that. And they were able to supply, you know, personal protection firearms for a lot of people. And they still can. Just, you know, nationwide, your supply is limited because I read that a couple of weeks ago, what people were finding popular. So why not check them out for that if you're still interested? Or if you're ready to go fishing, well, go get yourself a new Penn spinning reel. They have the Battle 2 series out there in a lot of different sizes. Hook it up with a Shakespeare or a Fluger rod or a St. Croix rod. Put some fresh line on that bad boy. Take the kids out. Get a couple kids fishing combos and head out. Enjoy yourself. Make sure you're fishing for catfish or perch or bluegills or something you're going to keep and eat and not catch and release. So, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Been around since 1957. So we always love talking about Clyde Sports Shop. Go get them. We'll be right back after this.
Well, it's another coastal storm system. We've had so many of these in April, and we've got another one to deal with here for this last weekend of the month. We're in the mid-60s for this afternoon, so nice to see some warmer numbers here today. Our average high is 68 degrees, so close to average. 50 degrees our low tonight with rain chances going up, and thunderstorms likely for tomorrow with a high of 60 degrees and a stronger north wind taking us down in the 40s Sunday night, Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Those of us who can stay home need to stay home.
Listen, we gotta all stop the spread of COVID-19
and help flatten the curve.
So if you can, please,
please,
please stay home.
Here's the plan.
Stay home.
I'd love for you to stay home.
Stay healthy.
Stay home.
To stay home, stay healthy.
To keep yourself and everyone you love healthy.
Stay inside.
That's how we can support the people who can't stay home.
It saves lives.
We're gonna get through this together.
Thank you.
Much love. Take care.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees, and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Tom and Perry Hall, and Dave and Towson will follow. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, you?
Good, good, buddy. I know it's probably a strange question, but I'm going to buy a boat. Should I get a fast boat or a center console? I'm getting old now. I'm 52.
Oh, well, thanks, youngster.
You know,
yeah.
I'm just saying, because the kids don't want to go with me anymore. And doing it by myself, I think maybe the bass boat might be better, right?
Well, you know, it all depends on what kind of fishing you're going to do. Where are you planning on fishing is the question.
Out of, like, Bowie's Quarters, and then maybe I can go down to Mallows Bay, down in Charles County. And
so you're going to do some bay fishing. You know what? I've always found that, you know, if you can get the dealer to take you out on the water, that would be the way to go. I mean, I would almost insist on that. You know, you want to give it a little test, no question. You want to try it out. You want to drive it and so forth. So, you know, if I were buying a boat to do what you want to do, I'd be looking at a nice little mid-sized center console myself.
Okay, but I don't think I can do the planer boards and all that anymore.
Well, you don't have to. Just do the regular trolling deal, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still attempt to do trailer, planer boards if it was me. But
yeah,
that's me. That's me. If I get, you know, I've had a couple boats in my past, a couple of small boats, And, you know, the two best days in your life are when you, you know, when you buy it and the day you get rid of it. So, but I know there's a lot of people that don't feel that way. And, you know, we'd love to have a boat sponsor here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. So, but, you know, I would definitely take a look at both. You know, there's side console, there's center console. There's not just two options. There's all kinds of boats out there.
But if I get the center console, then they're going to want to go to, like, do dumb stuff, like go to Hart Miller Island and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to do that.
No.
So.
I don't look that good in the bathing suit anymore.
Okay. I'm not going there with you, buddy.
So you think center console would be more better?
In my opinion, for doing what you're doing, yeah, probably.
You know, just fishing the piers and all?
Yeah, yeah.
Go up close and all.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. So.
All right.
Give it a shot. I mean, take a look at it. But, you know, here's the deal. It's your decision. It's not mine. It's just mine's just an opinion. Yours is the decision.
No, it's my wife's decision.
Well, there you go. Well, why are you even calling me?
I don't know.
Don't throw me under the bus with your wife if you know she wants a bass boat. Yeah, but the guy on the radio said, you know. So.
Yeah, the guy on the radio told me.
Yeah, that. I'm bailing out of that one. So,
right.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for your call.
It's going to be fun.
All right, take care. Hey,
too,
hey, Tom.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Tom. Tackle Box Tim says, call him because he's been boating a long, long time. Okay, so leave your number with Chris. He'll put you on hold. Leave your number with Chris, and I'll get your number and send it to Tim. Okay.
Okay.
That he might be able to help you because he does all that kind of fishing.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Take it easy.
Yep. Who's next? I lost track here.
Hold on. I got it.
Dave in Towson. Thank you. Good morning, Jason. Dave, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Sorry it took so long to find you there for a minute.
We're good. Hearing you talking about the captain, I'm just curious what kind of crabbing reports that you've heard either from the state or from any of the commercial guys so far this year. I usually like to go over Queen Anne's and Talbot's.
Yep, yeah. Queen Anne's and Talbot. Let me give you the report from one of the biggest guys here that's in the business. I'd like to find some crabs. I could sell as many crabs as I could get, but I can't find them. Some days are good, some days are bad, and mostly bad because of the weather.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. It's early, man. The water's cold, you know.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of reports of people, like you're saying, hit and miss, but with the warmer winter, I didn't know if it made that much of a difference on them showing up any earlier.
You know, the guys that were dredging were doing well, early on, but, you know, that means that the crabs didn't bury as deep and they'll be out sooner once things stabilize. You know, all this rain, all this fresh water going into the bay, where we have 2 inches of rain yesterday, something like that.
It seemed like it poured all day.
Yeah, it poured all day, but it, you know, all these types of things affect it, so
sure.
You just got to wait for a few warm days in a row and it should shape right up.
All right, well, appreciate it.
You got it.
All right,
and as soon as we find something else out, we'll let you know.
All right, thank you,
thanks for the call, appreciate it.
All right,
Chris, we have any callers on the line here?
Yeah, you got Mark in Reisterstown, and then after that, you've got Tackle Box Tim.
Mark in Reisterstown. Okay, good. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you.
Very, very good. Two questions. One, since you mentioned that the Outdoorsman Show would like to have a boat sponsor.
Yeah.
I would ask what number to call if there is a boat sponsor that I know of that would be interested in doing that.
Say that again. I've lost something.
I have a boat sponsor. My sister owns a boat. She sails on the Chesapeake Bay, and people go fishing on her boat. She charters.
Really?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Cool.
She's called Blue Crab Cruises, and so I'm not promoting it. I'm just, since
yeah, you are.
Expressed an interest in that and having a sponsor.
Yeah.
I was just asking, is there a number to call?
Leave your number with Chris, and I'll call you back.
All right. I'll do that.
Thank you for that.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. My other question was, on the same topic, because I love learning from your show. What is the size of, like, a, you know how they say catch and release fishing? How big does a fish have to be so that you can keep it or release it? You have to release it. What's the size of?
Oh man, I don't have them all. But if you look at the oh my gosh, there's 70 different kinds of fish.
Oh, wow.
In Maryland, okay,
oh,
and there's different sizes on different kind of fish. But
little babies, I suppose they have to go back in.
Yeah, that'd probably be best.
All right,
that'd be best. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy to leave my number,
and I'll call you back after the show.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
Uh huh.
Okay.
It is.
You got that, Chris?
Yeah, I'll pick up Mark in a second, and we have
Tackle Box Tim.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, sir. How are you and Robin doing today?
We're doing great.
We're
How are
here.
You doing?
Doing well. Just going a little stir crazy, but if you can't get out because of the rain, you can't get out because of the wind. All the water's blowing over to your side of the bay when it's blowing.
Yeah, and if you could get out, you can't because of the governor.
Well, we could keep some perch.
Well, yeah, you can get. yeah, keep them all.
No, you keep the biggest that you catch, because if you come, I spoke to that DNR guy one day at the convenience store, and he said it's all about the officer's demeanor of the day. And I think if you come back to the ramp and you had good intentions of trying to catch something and keep it, and you didn't have success, if he had a bad day, you might too.
That's right. That's right. Officer discretion, that comes into play a lot. No question about it.
Sure does. I'd like to address Tom, the caller a couple callers ago was talking about what boat to buy.
Yes. Yes, please.
Bass boat, even your agility would be a good choice. He mentioned he's 52. I'm a few years older than that. And, you know, eventually the knees start to give out and the ankles start to give out and the balance comes into play.
Right.
And I'm playing devil's advocate on both of these.
Well, you do have a better deck on your bass boat as opposed to a center console where you're down in, you know, you're down in the hull of the boat there. So
in the center console, if you're planning on doing a lot of light tackle casting, it can be a little bit prohibitive on the amount of people that you can have, because a console takes a lot of room up, you know.
That's true.
Hull. And also, if you're doing a lot of casting, you're subject to catching those rods that you're storing vertically.
Ah, makes sense, too.
Been there, done that, and you're trying to scoot your way up to the front deck, and the rod with the rattle trap isn't setting just right, and you get that treble hook in your shirt, and, you know, all those things to consider.
Sounds like the voice of experience, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why I bought the boat I bought.
Okay, I got you. So you bought a bass-style boat, basically.
It's a center console with a smaller front deck than a bass boat, and a smaller rear deck that you could actually stand on, again, depending on the balance of the person. I don't let everybody stand up back there, but
right.
That's what Dad had. Dad had bought a big Parker to go out fishing.
Yeah.
And he went back to a center console so he could get around when fish are running and whatever. Mm-hmm. So
makes sense.
Yeah, it depends on the hull design and everything else too, depending on how fast you want to get to your fish and such.
Got it.
But, you know, you've got center consoles today that have 3 and 4 outboards on the back of them.
Exactly.
For offshore fishing, but you can get either boat will do the job that he wants, because they'll have shallow drafts. It's just a comfort thing.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen some of those. I've seen some of those boats with those 4 giant motors, 3 giant motors on the back. It's craziness. You know, but hey, look, whatever it takes to get you there, right?
It is, and it's probably cost just as much as that as if you would get one of the ocean yacht type boats, because the price of the outboards.
Yep.
It, you're going to spend 7 digits on something like that if that's the type of fishing you do.
No question. No question. So 7 digits. That's a lot of digits. It's a lot more digits than I know of.
you figure a brand new 44-foot ocean yacht or Hatteras or something like that is going to be in that price range.
No question. No question.
These big contender center consoles, and by the time you rig them with all your electronics and the 400 horsepower outboards, you're going to be reaching that.
Exactly. Out of my price range, buddy. No question about it. So,
and with what Tom's looking for, I'm sure there's decent new and used boats.
Oh no, there's a lot of boats out there on the market. No question. No question. Just be a smart shopper.
You got it.
So, all right, buddy. Appreciate the info. Thank you
so
much.
Nice hearing from you.
Good to hear from you. Stay safe. I know what you're doing. You're painting lures. I know you're spending a lot of time doing that.
Well, actually, I have not purchased anything to really paint. I'm just catching up on the stuff I've got around. And I did a couple of custom things, and I've got a couple of buzz baits I got to paint and get out the door. I actually just found a couple of old frames. Somebody wanted short framed buzz baits, and they are extremely hard to find.
So wow.
I found some in some old flea market stuff that I had picked up.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Flip them. So
he just showed me some of yours. They're gorgeous, Tim. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, the last picture you sent me with the poppers and stuff, beautiful.
Those shad colored things. They're interested to get out and try them when we can.
Of course.
I tell you, I used to love just messing with Dad's tackle box just because the lures were so interesting looking. I mean, I always fished with him, but I'd love just to sit in the boat while we were waiting for stuff, you know, and mess with his lures and see what they were. And he used to tie his own flies and stuff. So.
Well, yeah, he had, what was the name of the fly shop?
Winchester Creek Outfitters.
Winchester Creek Outfitters. Your dad was well known for being a fly tire.
Well, so, nice. The only thing I dabble in with that is do the feather hooks on the back of some of my topwater stuff. But I'm anywhere near as skilled as some of the better tires around.
There's a lot of them out there. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Both have a good rest of the day.
You too.
You too. Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we're here to talk to you. Anybody on the line there, Chris, right now?
No, sir. The lines are free.
Lines are free. Why don't we talk about Clyde Sports Shop one more time, and then we'll be wide open to the end of the hour. Clyde Sports Shop. I just talked to Mike at Clyde Sports Shop. I called him up. Yes, sir. We got bait. We got guns. We got ammo. We're ready to go. Everybody's happy. You know, there's somebody posted at the door, so you practice social distancing, stay 6 feet apart, no more than 10 people in the store at any time, and you're good to go. You're good to go. So now is the time to get that new line wound on your spools so you can have trouble-free fishing for the rest of the season once everything opens up. Why not help yourself why not give yourself a treat? Why not swing by, take a look at a nice Fluger spinning reel. The President series comes to mind. Comes in all different sizes. Maybe you want to get two or three for depending on your fishing needs. One for big fish, one for little fish. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Or stop by and get some of the kids' fishing combos for the kids, and you know, they start at like $20. What can go wrong? You just get, you know, you get that, you take the kids out and you catch some bluegills and enjoy yourself. That's for sure. Find a farm pond or a little public pond you can go to and stay away from other people and enjoy catching a couple bluefish, bluegills, and take them home and eat them. You know, hone your fillet skills. Remember that electrofishing knife I was telling you about?
Did you find it?
I found it, yeah.
Where was
it? It's in my hunting box. Live and frozen bait, minnows, all kinds of hooks and lures and bobbers and, you know, you name it. They've got tackle for all the panfish, catfish, snakeheads, and even some rockfish gear. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Any messages, Chris?
No, sir.
That's
we're done.
Caller.
That's
all
it.
Right. Who's online?
Captain Don.
Captain Don. There you go.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful day. Wasn't that a pretty shot that I
sent? That was a beautiful sunrise you sent. Yeah, I don't think Robin saw it yet.
Not yet, I haven't, but I love the song.
A beautiful movie. Yep. So.
Yeah. Well, my neighbor, who is an avid outdoors person and a fisher, angler.
Angler, yep.
Gave me a report last night up at the boatyard. I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm hearing myself like three times as I'm talking to you.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, give it a shot.
Okay. While fishing for catfish, he's been catching trophy-sized rockfish over on the Eastern Shore Channel above the Bay Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
He's been catching very large blue catfish at the entrance to the McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
And along the Patapsco River up by Clyde's in northern Adirondack in southern Baltimore County. Large catfish, and some of those are the blue catfish.
Yeah, the blues are invading everywhere now. No question.
Yeah.
Yep, they sure are. So, but they're good to eat. They're very dense. Have you ever eaten one?
No.
The blue cat? They're to me, they taste good, but they're very dense. The channel has a little more delicate flavor than the blue cat. Just because of the density of the meat. But, I mean, you get a lot of meat off one of those blue cats, there's no question. We've had them, we've fried them, and, you know, filleted them and that type of thing. But if it were me doing the blue cats, I'd probably do the nuggets, bread and fried, you know, deep fried, mm-hmm. that type of thing. With Italian breadcrumbs for the batter or something, you know. I think it'd be good. That'd be good.
So. You know what we should have asked for today? It's a little late.
What?
Next, turkey recipes.
Turkey recipes, yeah.
If anybody had any good turkey recipes.
Yeah, you're right. I've asked some of the top turkey hunters in the state for those. I got one back from Pete Morris up at Chesapeake Outdoors.
Oh, cool. You didn't show me that one.
No, I'll show it to you. It's a turkey breast that he brines and then rolls it like into a loaf and then wraps it with bacon. And bakes it.
And why didn't we do ours that way?
Because ours was breast fillets.
Oh, okay.
And you took a recipe that somebody else gave you. Anyway, thank you, Captain Dawn.
Okay.
Hey, good luck on the catfish. Let's seriously try to do some fishing together this year, okay?
Absolutely. I'm usually available. I just have to get my one boat in service. Hey, by the way, I have two little center consoles.
Yeah.
And that's the way to go, especially for an older guy who's doing it by himself most of the time. And that's the way to go, about 100 horsepower, about an 18-19 center console.
There you go. Love it.
Take care.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
We got Ted in Catonsville.
Ted in Catonsville. Good morning, Ted in Catonsville. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I love your line, get out and stay out. I've been hearing it since the 50s.
That's true. Since what?
My mother started it.
Your mother started it.
Yeah, I told him to get out and stay out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you and I both. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that from back in about 1959. No question about it. Yep.
Anyway,
no question.
My question is about a visitor to my backyard.
Okay.
Is it a red squirrel or brown squirrel? Is this a genetic variation, or is there a second type other than the gray squirrel in the area?
It could be a red squirrel, sometimes called a pine squirrel or piney squirrel.
Larger than the gray squirrel.
Oh, then it's probably, if you take a picture of it, pardon me, does it have an orange orange tint to it, like an orange belly?
It looks like almost be fox color.
Then that would be a eastern fox squirrel.
They're huge.
They are big. They're uncommon. They're not rare.
Okay.
A lot of them in Western Maryland, Western Pennsylvania.
They used to be on the endangered species list.
No, that's a Delmarva fox squirrel.
Oh, Delmarva. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, the eastern fox squirrel. When I was a kid, I used to hunt them and I took a few of them. My grandfather, you know, shot a couple of them. My dad shot a couple of them. They were common on my aunt's farm. And I've always wanted to go back and get one and have it mounted because they're just absolutely beautiful.
I did not know there was two different.
What's that?
Very attractive, and I was just wondering what they were. I thank you very much for pointing me in the right direction.
Eastern fox squirrel. Look it up, and you will see a photo online that will match your description. So,
thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling. All right, you too.
Bye.
Yeah. So, okay, 410 WCBM 680. We still, believe it or not, we have a couple minutes left. How about that?
Probably had time for
one more
maybe
call.
Maybe two, but I
really?
Think one is most likely, depending on the subject.
Okay, I got it. So what is the subject, Chris? Do we have one?
No. I think we've worn out the lipstick on the animal.
Yeah, I think so. I was thinking.
I'm sorry, I didn't think of the turkey recipe earlier.
Huh?
I should have thought of the turkey recipe earlier.
Yeah, turkey recipes are... Yep, there's some good ones out there, no question. So, what should we talk about for the last remaining few minutes?
How about some turkey tips? And I mean, like, not necessarily how to cook them, but maybe how to hunt them and just give some people who are
You're asking
me?
Alan to give tips.
I'm digging into that bucket of wealth.
You just left me wide open.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Just serve, you know, if you're just starting out for the first time, maybe.
Well, if you're starting out for the first time, a good thing is to wear camouflage that matches the terrain. Okay, you got emerging green life out there right now, so you want to get one of the early fall or spring camouflage outfits. You want to have a pair of gloves on so that they don't see your hands moving. You want to wear a face mask. Okay, all this is about personal concealment. You can sit up against the base of a tree if you want to break your outline, but you still have to have that camo on. And, you know, I've blown a turkey out because my camo jacket was different than the surrounding terrain. Had a gobbler coming in and he saw us and that was it. And looked down and my buddy said he saw your coat. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So you gotta kinda match your camouflage to the terrain. That's number one. Number two, don't move. Okay? You can't move. A turkey has a tremendous vision. Always remember that birds, and particularly turkeys, can see colors. Can see colors. We had a caller earlier that was going on public land, and he said maybe I should be wearing some orange. Well, that's a good idea. If you kill a turkey, it's always good to have a blaze orange handkerchief or hat that you can put on when you're walking out of the woods with your turkey. Okay, that's always a good idea. ground blinds are excellent, excellent idea. Ground blinds, if you establish them, you know, a week, 10 days before you're going to hunt, give a chance, birds a chance to get used to them. Ground blinds are an excellent way to hunt turkeys. Basic calls. One of the easiest is a slate call with a striker or a box call. It's hard to make a mistake, but also join the National Wild Turkey Federation. Go to a National Wild Turkey Federation event when they start back up again. Talk to people who you know who are turkey hunters. I know a dozen guys that I would go to for turkey tips, okay? And ask them, hey, here's what's going on. And the other thing is, you know, if you have success, you have success. If you don't have success, keep trying. It's a long season. It's a month-long season. So go whenever you can and learn where the turkeys, you know, go. another tip, go out and check for turkey sign, turkey droppings, turkey tracks, you know, the big turkey tracks. I mean, you can't. And go online and learn a little bit about it. Watch some YouTube videos if you want. But nothing beats the actual experience. Oak flats. Oak flats, great place to look, but they're usually wide open. You can see the turkeys. They can see you. Look for scratchings. Look where turkeys have torn up a large area of leaves in the spring where they've scratched for food. You know, a flock of turkeys, they got to find their food on the ground. So when they go in the woods, they're scratching. They're looking for stuff to eat, and they'll turn up those fall leaves, and you'll see these ruffled leaves all over, and you'll go, wonder what that is. That's turkeys. Turkey scratchings is what they're called. So, you know, there's a few things for the beginner. I don't know if it's any. Oh, the other thing is make sure you know where your gun shoots. You're going to want a turkey gun or a shotgun with as full of a choke as you can use to concentrate those pellets. But do go out and try different types of ammunition, turkey ammunition, and find out how the most dense shot pattern is at the farthest distance. Sight your gun in for 30 yards, 40 yards, even 50 yards if the pellets are concentrating in the turkey, on the pattern. So, because your fatal shot is, head and neck, and that's where you're going to aim. You're going to want to aim for the base of the neck, and that's where you want that shot pattern to go. So, the other tip is try not to shoot a turkey when it's in full strut. It's got its head tucked down. Your vital area is not as exposed. You could wound a turkey and it could get away. Wait till the turkey stops strutting, sticks its head up, and that's when you take the shot. How'd I do, Chris?
Excellent.
All right, good.
I learned a lot in that short amount of time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Huh. Okay. We will do that. So, do we have anybody else on the line?
No, sir. Hey, we've got less than a minute.
Just you and me and
exactly.
Robin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here.
Well, you're texting like 40 people.
No, just two.
Oh, okay. And they're texting back because I'm on the thread. It's okay.
Oh.
I'm good. Bzz, bzz, bzz. You hear my phone going off?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any tips for first-time turkey hunters, Robin?
I've got one.
Go ahead, Chris.
When you don't see them, go hunt squirrel.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a good one. All right. So.
Or yeah. If you don't see them and you think they're not there, go back the next day.
That's right. That's right. It's exactly right.
Don't ever give up.
Never give up. All right.
I think it's just been a frustrating week.
Huh?
I think it's just been a frustrating week for us.
It was a very frustrating day yesterday, and this morning didn't start off any better. Not with you or anything that has anything to do with the radio show.
No,
I was online early this morning. Jeez, oh, Lou, terrible. Anyway,